Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the background of the other one. The first memorial to Rockne was put at the Matfield Green exit in 1965, and it was an effort led by the Notre Dame Club of Kansas City, led by one of Rockne's closest friends, Dr. D.M. Nigro. Father Joyce, Edmund Joyce, the much-revered provost, the assistant president at Notre Dame, did the dedication. That lasted until 2003, and then a decision was made by the Turnpike people to move the memorial inside. So they literally took down the one outside, gave it to a friend of mine, Larry Tolan, a Notre Dame grad from Wichita. Then in 2003, the memorial was dedicated inside, where it was a nice display of a lot of the Rockne stuff and the airplane crash and so forth. And I was fortunate to deliver the keynote address for that. The decision was made a couple years ago, again by the Turnpike people. I'm not sure why, but they decided to take that down. And when I found out about that, by driving down and saying, oh my gosh, there's no more memorial here. So I talked to Jerry McKenna, who is the noted Rockne sculptor and has done 10 of those around the country. He does over 250. He's done all the Notre Dame coaches at Notre Dame Stadium. But anyway, I talked to Jerry and I said, Jerry, if I can convince the Turnpike people to put up a memorial again for Coach Rockne, would you be willing to do the bust, the sculpture? And he said yes. So that started it all. I got an audience with Steve Hewitt, the CEO of the Kansas Turnpike Authority, myself and Sue Ann Brown, who was Easter Heathman's daughter. Easter is the one that took care of the memorial all these years before he passed away, the real memorial, which is located at the crash site. And we were fortunate that Mr. Hewitt was very open to a memorial being there and to placing a sculpture. So it's all going to take place on the 29th of March at 10 a.m. We're going to have the dedication. As the crow flies, it's about 8 miles from the actual crash site. So it is very appropriate.
Tell me this. Newt Rockne died well before you were even born. So what is the interest? Why would anyone be interested in this man who lost his life in the Flint Hills along with seven other men?
Well, he is without a doubt a Notre Dame icon and really a college football coaching icon. He still has the best record of any college coach or pro coach. He won well over 80% of his games during the 1920s, the height of his popularity before the tragic crash. He was so popular nationwide. His fellow coaches just revered him. I think he was one of the first presidents of American Football Coaches Association. So the man was truly a legend. And he had a phrase that I really liked. And he talked about what kind of person that you should be. He said, don't be a go-getter, be a go-giver. And that kind of personified it. And then once the crash occurred and was taken back to South Bend and Notre Dame for the funeral, there were over, 10,000 people in and outside the Basilica. There was about 100,000 people that lined the funeral march procession, so to speak, from his home where his body was laid out to the cemetery in South Bend.
He was certainly a celebrity in his day. His funeral mass was broadcast nationally. This is at a time when we didn't have 24/7 news on cable TV, so it was highly unusual to have somebody's funeral mass broadcast nationwide on the radio.
Yes.
So he was clearly a big deal back in the day.
No question about it.
Why should people care about Newt Rockne today?
Well, I think it's important. I'm a kind of a history buff and a history person, and particularly the history of Notre Dame athletics and Kansas athletics. And I just think it's important that we remember these sorts of people that really did in their day made a lasting contribution to our country today. And I think that we could consider him. Here's a Norwegian immigrant, that word is very popular today, immigrant, and who came to this country, went to Notre Dame at a late age. He didn't graduate till he was 25, 26 years old, and became a terrific coach. He was also, his first love really was chemistry and teaching chemistry. When he got the job at Notre Dame in 1914, when another Kansas transplant, Jess Harper, hired him, when Jess was the athletic director and head football coach there, Rockne said it many, many times that he would, if he had a choice as to be a coach or a chemistry teacher, he would probably pick chemistry.
It's just that he was so good at coaching.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he came here to, he had a wonderful friendship with Fog Allen. And Dr. Allen at that time, during the early 1920s, as you just become the athletic director, Rockne was also the head track coach at Notre Dame. And he brought his teams here for the Kansas Relays. And the correspondence I read between Rockne and Fog Allen was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, there was great respect, mutual respect from both of them for each other.
Lots of connections there between KU and Notre Dame.
Without a doubt.
And of course, Kansas connections. Newt Rockne's coach, the man who turned Newt Rockne into a decent coach, Jess Harper, is that right?
Yes.
He came to farm in Kansas.
That's right, in Sitka. The lady he married, her dad, owned the farm in Sitka, and eventually her dad said, hey, Jess, we'd like you to take over the ranch, actually. And he did that and was doing very, very well. And then when Rockne was killed, President Notre Dame asked him to come back and be the athletic director for the transition between coaches. So he ended up going back to Notre Dame for 3 years, and then he returned to Sitka and became a full-time rancher and very successful.
And in fact, he was contacted by authorities to come and identify Newt Rockne's body at the crash site.
That's right. He came to Bazaar and you know, took a look. It was actually in the funeral home when he came to look at it. But he and Dr. Nigro were both there to identify Newt.
And then got on board the train as the body went back to Notre Dame.
Right. Exactly.
All right, well, what else should we know, Bernie Kish, about this upcoming dedication of this new Newt Rockne Memorial?
I know it's on a Friday, and it's a work day, and it's basketball March Madness weekend, but we would love as many people as possible to come to the event. I've asked Jerry McKenna to deliver the presentation, the keynote speech, so to speak. He, in addition to being a sculptor, is a Rockne historian also. So 10 o'clock, Matfield Green. I think you would enjoy it. We're going to have some light refreshments afterward. You get an opportunity to meet members of the Rockne family. His grandsons, Nils, and possibly Newt III will be there. It'll be just a wonderful event, and then we're going to go forward with the remembrance of this great coach here and his ties to Kansas.
All right. Bernie Kish, thanks for being here.
Thank you.